Gone by A.C. Efferman. Narrated by Alex Lehman. Prologue. He doesn't know where he is. The beanie that's pulled down over his face blinds him, and it also flattens his nose. He breathes through his mouth, and he feels the smell of his sour breath every time he exhales. He's been lying in a car that's been driven, and now he's outside. The hands that pushed him out of the car and now pull him forward hold his arms with hard grips. There's no sound of other people, and there's no sound of traffic here either. His foggy mind tries to understand what this means. The car ride was short, not more than 10 minutes, he thinks, and he can feel a cool breeze against his arms. It's probably nighttime. He's given up on thoughts that this is some kind of sick joke a long time ago, and he doesn't try to talk to his captors anymore. He hears waves splash against something, and he understands from the sounds and the feeling of what's underfoot that he's walking on a wooden jetty. The smells of gasoline and seaweed enhance the image of his surroundings in his mind. The uncaring hands half lift and half drag him onto a boat. An engine starts with a roar, and his body is whipped by the wind as the boat moves fast through the water. Droplets of water splash against the bare skin on his arms, and through the sound of the engine he hears rhythmic banging noises as the bottom of the boat hits the waves. Fear paralyzes him and makes it impossible for his body to relax so he can follow the boat's movements. Suddenly the boat stops. No one speaks, but he hears and feels that one or more people are moving around in the boat. He instinctively knows what's to come a second before the hands are placed around his neck. As he struggles for air, memories flash through his mind. Birch trees under a light blue sky, dark blue water between large rocks, warm cobblestones under his bare feet, red strawberry cordial, humming bumblebees. His body weakens, and the pictures in his mind accelerate until they're a fast spinning wheel that culminates in a crescendo. He sees a bright white light, and then the world explodes. It's the stillness that follows. His mother's voice says, "Good night, darling. I'll see you tomorrow." And then the light is turned off. Chapter 1. Morgan opens the back door and is engulfed by the hot summer afternoon. The sharp sunlight colors the white ground. Flowering bushes and trees create pockets of shade along the high brick walls that surround the courtyard. This is my garden. Morgan smiles at the thought. Water falls from the mouth of a gargoyle statue that's mounted on the wall, and water meets water in wet whispers as it falls into a pond below. The warm wind, perfumed by jasmine and frangipani flowers, camouflages most of the paint smell that seeps out through the doorway behind him. New house, new start, Morgan thinks when he walks out on the lawn and feels the coarse buffalo grass under his bare feet. Out with the old and in with the new. If it wasn't for the inheritance Morgan had received from his mother, he wouldn't have been able to buy a house in Sydney. He was with his mother when she died, and he witnessed her life drip away before that. Her final departure has left a large, gaping hole inside of him. And no house can fill that hole. Lisa comes out of the house with a thermos in her hand. The sun has bleached her hair a few shades blonder, and her skin is tanned, but the tan can't hide the dark shadows under her eyes, or the sad expression around her mouth. Morgan looks at Lisa's slim body that's dressed in jeans shorts and a sleeveless top, and he thinks she can still be mistaken for being in her late 20s. He feels a sudden pang of pride at the thought that she's his. He feels confused when he can't complete the sentence in his mind. His what? The word girlfriend sounds too juvenile to describe someone aged in her mid-30s. Partner sounds gay, and de facto and spouse both sound ridiculous. Now that we've moved in together, there should be a better word that describes the status of our relationship, he thinks. Do you want some coffee? Lisa puts the thermos on the garden table. Morgan nods as he sits down in a deck chair. Yes, please.